hey, it's time now for breakup or makeup, you can actually decide the fate of a relationship. Matt and Jessica have been in a relationship now for, what has it been, guys? Has it been a couple years?
Yeah, so it's been about 2 years now.
Okay, and Matt, you guys just recently moved in together, right? Jessica actually moved in with you?
Yeah, very recently.
And Jessica, there's something that you saw at Matt's, now your home, that has made you now start worrying about your relationship. And what is that?
All right. So before we moved in together, you know, Matt told me that he had a lot of student debt, which at this point in time, doesn't seem out of the ordinary for anybody. But when I moved in with him, I started noticing a lot of pieces of mail from debt collectors piling up on his desk. And
Matt?
Yeah?
You got a lot of debt collectors coming after you?
Yeah, I do. Listen, life is a long time. I've made some financial choices in my youth that I'm paying for now, but I'm paying for them. I'm working them down. Is kind of the best I can do. I had student loans, I had life to live, and I had credit cards that got maxed out, and I was able to get a loan for just making ends meet that I probably shouldn't have taken, but they don't really tell you about how bad some of these things are going to be. And when you're in your 20s, yeah, you get you get a little raked over the coals on these loans, and I've got a good job now. And I'm working them down. I honestly don't see what the problem is.
So, Jessica, what did you think when you saw that? What were you thinking?
I mean, it made me feel like he wasn't actually honest with where he is in his finances, which is a big deal to me because we've been talking about, like, marriage, and we've been talking about buying a house. And I'm afraid that a lot of his debt collections and his unstable finances are going to carry over into all of these future plans.
Do you guys think, there's a couple of questions here. Do you guys think that Matt should have said something to Jessica? They've been together for 2 years. Should he have talked about his debt? And then the other question is, should Jessica be worried that if she continues on in a relationship with him, that it's going to end up affecting her? I think that both of those questions can be easily answered with maybe experiences that you might have gone through if you've been through this in your relationship. 844-MOJO-LIVE, 844-665-6548. Shannon, Spike, Megan, Mike, Ellen, what do you guys think?
I think it should have come up in conversation when they started talking about getting married and buying a house.
Yeah.
Because that's definitely a big piece to the equation. So I think that's something that needed to be disclosed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
To say in my defense, we did talk about it. I didn't give any numbers. And I think maybe that's part of it, is that it's a much deeper hole than maybe she realized. But I never lied that there was a big hole that I'm trying to dig out of.
You just didn't share the extent of, right? Because I think it's really important when you're having those conversations to put everything on the table, because it's going to come out at some point anyway. Mm-hmm. So better to be upfront with it. I'm not saying that needed to come out earlier in your relationship. I'm saying when marriage and home buying is on the table, that's a big deal.
Megan, what do you think?
I don't think it's possible to be in your 20s and not have a crap load of debt. And I think, I mean, that's a very broad generalization. I know I'm going to get attacked for saying that. I just think if you're going to college and you're in this stage of life and you're buying a car and all this stuff, it's going to happen. And I don't think it's fair to judge your future relationship on the debt that somebody has.
I agree with that, by the way.
Handled it. Yeah.
I don't think they should break up, but I do think it should have been a discussion.
But
don't you think there's a difference
you.
Between debt and debt collectors?
Yes and no. I I'll be very honest. I'm stupid when it comes to finances. I'm actually amazed that I was able to buy a house because I am so bad at finances. With that being said, we also live in a digital age where I think sometimes it goes to debt collection before you've even been aware that there are issues. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm just saying I think I'm pretty normal in the fact that there has been a time where a debt collector was like, oh, you need to pay this. I went, my bad, let's set up auto pay right now so this never happens again. I think that just kind of happens in day-to-day life. And also, if you're going to be in a relationship like this, help the person. Don't leave the person. Yeah. If you love them and you've got the better finances, I can't wait to find a significant other that wants to take care of this instead of me because I need help. That's not a reason to break up with somebody.
Hey, let's grab calls here. Kendra, break up or make up? What do you think about this? Should Jessica be wary of this relationship? Hi.
I was just saying, like, I think they should make up because I'm currently in the same situation. My fiance before we were engaged was making sure, like, my finances, and I do have a lot of debt for being dumb in my youth, and debt collectors are still currently after me. So I'm making those steps to fix it, and in just, you know, 2 years, it'll all be fixed. So there's plans you can make to stay together if you do, you know, love somebody and want to make it work.
Thank you for the call. Lacey, what do you think? It's Mojo in the Morning. Breakup or makeup?
I say makeup because I was in the same situation. My wife's, my fiance at the time, her credit was a lot better than mine, and I was in those debts. And we've been married 21 years now. And my credit score is a lot better than hers, and we got all those paid off. We got brand new cars in our names. We bought a house, two different houses.
So you can get past this. You guys can work it out.
You can bounce back. Just work together, talk it out. This way, each one knows what they're doing, what's going on, what's got to be paid. That's all.
That's nice to hear that there's positives on that. Any advice on how you can do it? Like any advice on how you guys did it?
The way we did it, we sit down and we went to a, we got some help about which ones to pay off first. Pay your lowest ones off first and just pay minimum on the other ones. Then once you get the lower ones paid, you take that money that you paid on that one and pay up on the next ones and just keep working it up.
Good. Thank you for the call. Mercedes, break up or make up? You say break up?
I think he needs to sit down and have a better conversation with her because the simple fact that she's ready to break up with him over this, no, it's a little, seems a little selfish. When you get married, it's for better or worse, thicker or thin. So, no, I think y'all need to sit down and figure this out, and he needs to see if she's the right one for him.
Wow. Okay. You think that she wants to, her wanting to address his financial problems, actually should be a red flag for him on whether or not he wants to be in a relationship with her.
Because she made a comment of, well, when we get married, is this going to roll over and affect me? Well, when
Which
you're
it
married,
will.
It's not a me, it's a us.
That's right.
Wow. Devin, Devin actually agrees with you. Devin, actually, you go one step further. You pull out the old Kanye line here. What do you want to say?
I think she's a gold digger.
How's she a gold digger?
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
What are you getting at?
That she's only worried about his credit score? I kind of saw that too.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think that's
no
only
way.
That's
not,
what,
if you're getting in a committed relationship with someone where it's going to affect your credit too and stuff, you have every right to worry about it.
I get it. I get it. But that thought did pop into my head.
Aren't you only a gold digger if the guy's got something to dig?
Right.
I mean, yeah, but sometimes you gotta dig to find out that there's nothing there.
Yeah, but that's...
Yeah, no, I wouldn't use that word with this one at all.
But at the same time, you gotta think about it. She moved in today with him. He's got all this stuff already. Now
well, that's true. That is true, by the way. Yeah, she did move into his place. Jessica and Matt, we gotta tell you, there's some advice that Spike's brother is gonna give you on this. And that is... Get a big old thing of water. Put your credit cards in a bowl.
Freeze them.
Freeze them.
I mean, I've tried a lot of things to get the debt down. So, yeah, why not? I'll freeze your credit card.
Actually, a majority of our callers are saying that you guys can work through this. A lot of people have gone through exactly what you're going through right now. And some people are saying that, you know, the best advice is exactly what Lacey said earlier, the caller that said that he and his wife got through it, was try to pay off the high interest stuff first and do minimum payments on the other stuff. And also call these people up and try to see if you can negotiate. That's the other thing, because they will negotiate. They want to get some money out of the deal, right?
Right.
We wish you guys well. Jessica, don't leave this man. He sounds like a good dude.
I think this was good. I still don't know why we had to have it on the radio, but I think this was a good talk. And I think we're going to be fine here.
Well, we appreciate you for coming on. Thanks, guys.